Barry police have three people in custody following recent catwalk shooting near Leacock Drive in the city's North End, while another person is being sought and is considered armed and dangerous. On Friday morning, city police said they have arrested and charged three people in connection with the April 22 shooting on a pathway between Leacock Drive and Kipling Place, which occurred at 10:29 p.m. Responding officers located the lone male victim, a 45-year-old Barry man, who was suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was transported to a local hospital and was later taken to a Toronto area trauma center where he is being treated for life-threatening injuries. Within hours of the shooting, 23-year-old Curtis Prince, from Orillia, was arrested in Barrie and transported to police headquarters. He has been charged with attempted murder and discharging a firearm with intent. He was held for a bail hearing and has been remanded into custody. On Sunday, April 23, officers from the Barrie Police Emergency Support Unit conducted an evidence search in Sunnydale Park, while detectives continued to follow up on additional information that would hopefully identify the whereabouts of the three remaining suspects. Surveillance video from businesses located in a nearby plaza have provided police with suspect-related information and, as that was being obtained, officers from the Barrie Police Forensic Identification Unit began to process the catwalk crime scene area. That evening, detectives from the Major Crime Unit, who were assisted by members of the Barrie Police Tactical Support Unit, executed a criminal code search warrant on a Kipling Place residence where a 29-year-old woman was taken into custody. Megan Stedman has been charged with attempted murder and discharging a firearm with intent. She has also been remanded into custody. As this investigation continued, detectives with the Major Crime Unit were again assisted by members of the Barrie Police Tactical Support Unit and executed a criminal code search warrant at a home located on Diana Drive in Orillia. At the Orillia location, 21-year-old Jason Espinoza Bermeo was taken into custody. He was transported to Barrie Police Headquarters where the investigation continued. He has been charged with attempted murder, discharging a firearm with intent and accessory after the fact. He was held for a bail hearing, but has since been released and is scheduled to appear at the Ontario Court of Justice in Barrie on May 17. The outstanding suspect has been identified as 21-year-old Timothy White, who is of no fixed address. He is described as 5'9" with a slim build, blonde hair, blue eyes, with acne scarring on his face. He wears prescription glasses and is known to wear a crossbody satchel. White also goes by the names of Logan or Lowe, according to police. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today that White is believed to still be in possession of the gun used in the shooting and should be considered armed and dangerous. He should not be approached. If anyone knows his whereabouts or sees him out in public, you are asked to call 911 immediately. If anyone has information that they believe may assist investigators, they are asked to call 705-725-7025, ext. 2160, or email bcarlton@barriepolice.ca. If you information and wish to remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or online. None of the allegations have been tested in court. Police say further updates will be provided as the investigation permits.